this question be stricken from the records.
Objection sustained.
If it please the court, Your Honor, at this time I would like to introduce my three main witnesses.
Request granted. Proceed with the testimony.
Okay, we will proceed with the testimony. Coming to you live from the Palm Beach Outlet Mall in West Palm Beach, Florida. Welcome to Lifestyles and the Law Today. This show is for informational and entertainment purposes only and does not constitute legal advice. Good day to you. I am Alan Mason, your host and witness of the great tasting event, along with our show producer, Rick Snyder. And you, my good friends, should be with us at the Palm Beach Outlet Mall. Just take exit 71 off I-95. Head east to the Outlet Mall and look for the WJNO radio booth or the Robes Law Group radio booth and join in the festivities. This is the place where the coolest legal minds gather for the latest news and time-saving tips, along with the latest community event information. Our mission is educating those in need of legal representation with a solid base of top legal minds and law scholars. Here's a reminder, the only time you need legal representation is after you're injured. And if you have been injured, all you need to know is the first priority at the Robes Law Group is to get you well and put your life back in order. That's how the legal spaceship works over at the Robes Law Group. If you've been injured, make contact with the mothership by dialing 561-570-5700 with offices in Delray Beach and throughout Palm Beach County. Or you can check out their website at robeslawgroup.com. Coming up on today's show, Thomas A. Robes is with us to discuss everything you need to know about personal injury cases. He knows more about personal injury law than Albert Einstein knows about quantum physics. Then Rick Snyder checks in with all the satisfied Robes clients who have had happy results. That's coming up right after the news. And in the news, we will tell you about a Florida man. We're not going to tell you exactly what he did, but Rick will be here to give us
all
that.
He's in the news every week.
He is in the news. That's right. Attorney Jennifer Butchko will join us with a different look at litigation. Have you ever been litigated? Keep listening. It's coming your way. And in our Hammer the Scammer segment today, we'll take a look at how scammers are using the census to take your money. That's coming up right after the news. Then, are you ready for this?
Do it, Al.
Okay, here it comes. Hippo photo monostrosis quipophobia. 35 minutes. We'll look into why it took so long to pronounce this lengthy word. Hippo photo monostrosis quipophobia. Don't be afraid to look that up, no matter how long it takes. And just a friendly reminder, tell a friend about the show and invite them to listen. Maybe they can all meet over your house every Saturday from 2 to 3 right here on AM 1290 WJNO. But right now, let's take a look at South Florida's latest headlines brought to you by the Robes Law Group, your community-approved legal brain trust. And here with today's headlines is our consistently random voice of wisdom and full-time news orator, Rick Snyder. Rick?
Thank you, Al. Short headlines today. A man with a white beard is being held on $10,000 bond for allegedly robbing a bank and then throwing the cash into the air while shouting Merry Christmas to passersby. He's in the can right now.
Yeah, don't be scared. It's
just
a beard.
And according to a police report from Collier County, a Florida man had such an encounter, he found a naked person in his bed. And he said this was pleasant, was not pleasant, he said. We'll have full details on these stories in 25 minutes.
That's great. All right, when we return, Thomas A. Robes is with us. Have a question about personal injury law? We are live, and the phone lines are open, 561-570-5700. Don't go back. We'll be right away. Personal injury attorneys regularly inundate the airwaves with money-making rants, guaranteeing their clients huge settlements. Call now is their air horn. We make money only if you do is tattooed on their foreheads. Had enough? The Robes Law Group offers sound legal guidance and direction. They work hard for you because it's the right thing to do. What you say or don't say at the scene of an accident matters. Wouldn't it be great if your lawyer was right there with you to guide you through this confusing moment? That's why the Robes Law Group developed a smartphone application. You can download the Robes Law Group app from the App Store or simply text the word ROBES to 474747. That's R-O-B-E-S, text to 474747. Or call the Robes Law Group today at 561-570-5700. That's 561-570-5700. Or check out their website at robeslawgroup.com. Okay, welcome back to Lifestyles and the Law. Today I'm Alan Mason, your host and non-legal orator, here to introduce a few happy people. Rick, you have some happy people, by the way, Rick, they can be found at facebook.com/robeslawgroup.
And these happy people are satisfied Robes clients. Ginger G says, I cannot say enough great things about this law group from start to finish. Very professional, friendly, informative, and fun loving group. They never let me down, kept me in the loop of any issues or changes in the case, how my case was going, and always accommodated me if I had any scheduling conflicts. The paralegals were so wonderful. I just love them. Don't hesitate. Use the Robes Law Group. This is from Ginger G, from 2018. Happy lady. Samantha M. Robes Law Group is amazing and helped me with my personal injury claim. I was rear-ended and the person who hit me didn't have insurance. They were still there to help me and comfort me along the way. Very happy with Robes Law Group service, and I recommend them to everyone. And Foy Trin reviewed Robes Law Group, the best personal attorney around. Not only do they help me with my lawsuit, but they treat you like family. Sounds good, doesn't it? They're happy.
That's good. Happy people. That's right.
Here's our next super guest on Lifestyles and the Law today, brought to you by Robes Law Group of Delray Beach, Florida.
Okay, our first guest was born and raised in Florida, earned his bachelor's degree from the University of Florida, and his Juris Doctorate degree from Florida State University. Thomas A. Robes is a member of the Florida Bar, the Southern Trial Lawyers Association, the Palm Beach Justice Association, the Million Dollar Advocates Forum. He's got more law degrees than anybody on the planet. Thomas A. Robes, welcome to Lifestyles and the Law today.
Gentlemen, great to see you, and boy, what a wonderful day to be here at the Outlet Mall. It's beautiful here today.
Oh, yeah. Folks, join us. Come on down to the Outlet Mall. We're broadcasting live from the mall, and you're right. Look at all the people. We're having a great time here.
It's interesting to be sitting here with you gentlemen doing the show and having an audience of people walking by, staring at us. It's a nice day. It's very enjoyable.
You're not nervous, are you?
No. In my line of work, we're in rooms with people staring at us, so, part of the job.
That's exactly correct. Tom, you've been involved in personal injury most of your life. Have you ever been personally injured?
Well, interesting story. Actually, I started off in a personal injury case before I was even born. A lot of people don't know this, but when my mom was pregnant with me, very late in the pregnancy, she was involved in a serious motor vehicle crash where she was actually hit by a truck. And they actually, from what I understand, this obviously I don't have an independent recollection of this, but I was told that the labor was induced to make sure that I was okay. So.
Wow, I didn't know that story. I've known you for quite a while, and I've never heard that one.
So 45 plus years. Wow. I've been involved in personal injury claims of some sort of nature.
I think I'd put that on my business card. I've been involved in personal injury law since before I was born.
Exactly.
That's a wild story. So how did it come out?
Well, they said I was a little bit damaged, and my friends and family tend to agree, but I think I'm okay.
I guess so. That's a pretty wild story. I like that. One of the questions that everybody asks is, why should I consult with an attorney after an accident? I mean, really, I don't even know if anything's wrong yet, and I should consult with an attorney?
Well, absolutely. I mean, when you have a potential claim, it's important to discuss with an attorney the viability of the claim and what exactly is going on. And sometimes people may think they have a claim and they don't. Uh-huh. And that's important for them to know that. Sometimes people think they have a claim and we confirm that.
I know the neck injury is probably, maybe it's not the number one thing, but it seems like every time you hear about an accident, the first thing they ask is, how's your neck?
Well, very often, with the mechanism of many car accident crashes, and also very often with slip and falls as well, the neck is one of the parts of the body that have been typically get injured.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's been doing this as long as that we've been doing it. I've seen an injury from the top of the head all the way down to the pinky toe. It's actually some of them are. It's pretty unbelievable when you actually see what happens to people depending on the type of injury.
If it's mostly neck injuries, you'd think somebody would fix that. I'm going to have a talk with the man upstairs. Maybe he could take care of that.
There you go.
What exactly should an attorney do for me if they represent me in an auto accident other than go to court or something? I mean, that's what everybody thinks. You know, I got to go to court. I better have an attorney.
Well, you know, I know that Jennifer, one of my associate attorneys, is going to be speaking with us later on during the show. And she's a wealth of information, and I'm so fortunate to be able to work with her. But one of the things I know that we're going to be touching upon is litigation in the personal injury context. So one of the things that a lawyer can do, among many roles that a personal injury lawyer should do for a client, is that we tell you the difference between a claim in litigation and then the benefits from going from a claim into the litigation process. And maybe that is the right step, or maybe it may not be the right step, depending on the facts and circumstances of the claim.
So it's not going to cost me anything to find that information out, right? I mean, if I call an attorney and say, hey, I think I might have a case, there's no charge for that consultation.
To come talk to you know, one of our staff members or speak to me or the other attorneys at the Robes Law Group, the consultation is free. One of the things that, you know, we all pride ourselves is helping people, and sometimes someone will come in and they'll have a matter that's unrelated to the area of law that I specialized in. That doesn't mean I'm just going to throw them out on the street.
Right.
Find out the information, see what the nature of the legal problem is, and then we'll hopefully point them in the right direction if it's something that we can't help them with.
And you're always available. I know that because I called you one time at like 2 in the morning. You answered.
24/7, 365. That's just the nature of our business, because you know what? People are always out and about doing things. So, and no one expects to be in an accident. You don't calendar it. You don't schedule it. You don't put it in your planner.
Yep. Yep.
So when it happens, we make ourselves available through many different ways to get in touch with us.
I don't know. I was looking in Rick's planner on his iPhone, and he had accident written in there at 2 o'clock on Wednesday, so maybe he knows something that
we don't. If it's a planner scheduled accident, Rick, don't call me. You can call one of my competitors.
Exactly. What type of personal injury cases are there? I mean, more than one, more than two?
Well, there's so many different types of motor vehicle crashes. There's so many different types of what are called premise liability. There's animal cases. I mean, you wouldn't even believe some of the things that been consulted on or spoke about. You know, believe it or not, hope everybody out there can hear us. There's so much activity here at the Albums.
Yeah.
This is fantastic. This tastings event's going to be outstanding. But going back, you know, very often we get consulted on equine cases. I mean, jet skis.
I've heard of dog bites, but a horse bite?
Horse bites, horse kicks, property damage by horses. I mean, we've seen a lot.
Well, yeah, we have a big equine community right here in Wellington. So
we do, and I see Jennifer there. She's nodding her head saying, yes, horses, dogs, yes.
Yeah. Wait a minute. What did Joe Biden say? A horse face what? No, never mind.
Yeah, we don't go into politics.
We're not going
to on the show or at Robes Law Group.
How does the injured pay their attorney? And I know this is sort of an open-ended question. I mean, how much should they get paid?
Well, how it works is typically for the personal injury cases, it's what's called a contingency fee, meaning that the attorney gets a percentage of what they collect on behalf of the injured party. If you don't collect anything, we don't get paid anything. If we collect amount for the client or the claimant, then we get a percentage of that. So there's no outlay by the claimant. The way I like to think about it, we're not going to add insult to injury, no pun intended, about making them write a check or, you know, find a way to pay us to help them when they've already been aggrieved.
So you're not pouring salt on the wound then?
No salt in the wound. Even if they ask, we don't do it.
Well, how about medical treatment? I mean, I know if your car's damaged, you probably get money to get your car repaired and all that, but what about the medical treatment? Who pays for that?
Well, you know, I like to think in similes and metaphors. So think about insurance for claims as there's different pots. So there's multiple pots that you're able to dip into to pay for the medical bills, either before the claim is at its end or after the claim is ended during the settlement process. And so health insurance comes into play, disability comes into play. There's, you know, very often there is, you know, wage continuation types of insurance. If it's an auto, there's personal injury protection. Then there's always liability policies also come into play depending on the type of claim. Workers' comp, if they're hurt in the course and scope.
Oh, yeah.
So a myriad of different types of insurance. And that's one of the jobs that a competent attorney attorney undertakes is, what are all the potential policies of insurance or areas of collectability are there for a claim? That's what part of our job is, referring back to your previous question.
Right. You know, if I'm hurt at the scene of an accident and I get whipped off and I go to the emergency room, and when I'm done, they say, you know, that'll be $9,000. Do I need to worry about that, or is that something that the attorneys take care of? Or?
Yes, you need to be worried about it, because irrespective of who caused an incident to occur, you slip and fall in your house, you're walking through a crosswalk, you get hit by a car, you're responsible for your medical bills. You're the one who received the medical treatment.
Right.
So you always have to be cognizant of your medical bills. But one of the things that an attorney should do is be able to look at the policies of insurance that would potentially be able to pay for those medical bills and help the claimant negotiate that claims process. So at the end of the day, your bills are taken care of.
Right. Well, that's not normally the first thing that's on your mind. I mean, if you have to go to the hospital, you're worried about, am I going to live? And the bill seems to be secondary, but that's kind of what you guys are for, right?
Yes. I mean, one of the things we tell our clients is treat to get better.
Right.
Worry about your health, because your health is going to be with you for as long as you're with us, okay? So, you know, the bills, the financial part of it, that can get dealt with at the end, but we always say focus on your health. Get yourself well. Get yourself to where you were the day before, the minute before, the hour before this incident occurred.
I believe I said that at the top of the hour. The first priority at the Robes Law Group is making sure you get well and then getting your life put back into order.
Absolutely.
That's what you do. How about choosing a doctor? I mean, do the attorneys tell you what doctor you can go to, or can I just choose any doctor I want?
It's completely up to you. It's completely up to you.
Okay. So as far as payment's concerned, that's all covered by insurance, or?
It's all, like I said, it's dependent on the types of insurance that are available for the claim. So, you know, if health insurance covered, health insurance, workers' comp, personal
right.
injury protection. But, you know, like I said, you know, an attorney who specializes in these types of claims should be able to assist the claimant and to say, okay, this is the insurance that's applicable. And sometimes there's a priority, which one is first, which is second,
right.
and so forth.
Well, I know, because I only hear the stories. You know, I've been lucky to stay out of the accident realm there. But I know that they always talk about, well, you got to go see this chiropractor, you got to see that chiropractor. That's not, you can go to anywhere you want, right?
Anywhere you want. And very often the type of injury dictates the type of medical provider that you need to see. For example, if you know, God forbid you have a significant fracture, well, then you need to see a doctor that specializes in bone fractures, which is typically an orthopedic doctor. So, you know, you may want to go to your acupuncturist with a compound fracture, probably best served by going to the emergency room and have an orthopedic get it set and get you back on the mend.
Yeah, I think that's the right philosophy. Worry about getting well, worry about getting yourself put back together, and the rest of it will take care of it. So I believe it's a freak of nature. it'll take care of itself. So what are the three goals at the Robes Law Group for every client?
Well, you know, we like to explain to our clients how these claims process works. And when we sit down with our clients in the beginning, and, you know, I know you've had Mr. Benitez from my office on the air before, and he's, you know, really great at explaining about the three goals. We want to make sure you don't owe any money at the end of the case.
Yeah.
We want to make sure that you're well at the end of the case, you know, making sure that you're, you know, you're compliant with your doctors, making sure you're doing everything you can and the medical providers are doing everything they can to get you well. And the third thing is to get you just compensation for your loss.
Yep.
So those are our three goals. You know, it's not a lottery system. It's a compensatory system. And we tell our clients that there's many factors that go into the successful resolution of a personal injury claim. And it's not always just the check at the end of the case.
Thank goodness for that, right? So if I'm injured and I miss time from work, I know we've had a bunch of workers' comp people on, and they do a great job, but how does that work with you? And can you have a workers' comp claim and a personal injury claim at the same time?
Absolutely. If you're injured in the course and scope of your employment, typically workers' comp will cover for lost wages, some of your medical care, and so forth. And there's a whole specialized area of law for that. But if your injury was caused by the negligence of a third party, then you are able to have a personal injury claim as well as a workers' comp claim at the same time. And sometimes claimants decide they don't want to pursue a workers' comp claim, just the personal injury claim, or vice versa.
Yeah.
So again, as the lawyer, it's our job to say, these are your options. You can make the choice. let us know how you like to proceed. Our job is to best serve you. You tell us what your goal is, and we're going to do everything we can to get you that goal.
That's not double dipping, is it? Can I dip into the workman's comp claim and a personal injury claim and make twice the money?
Can't make twice the money.
No, doesn't work that way.
You can't double dip.
Rick double dips, but I think he dips with something else. I'm not quite.
Yeah, he's over there real quiet. I don't know. He's, you know, those quiet ones are the ones you have to look out for.
I'm watching you guys and making notes.
There you go.
Folks, we're at the Palm Beach Outlet Mall today for the tastings event. If you're hungry, you got an empty tummy, you might want to come on down here at the Palm Beach Outlet Mall. It's just off exit 71 on I-95, head east of the mall, and come in near the food court. Get it? The food court. That's where we are. So come on by and say hi. Thomas Robes is here. The whole Robes staff is here. I just saw Esteban walking around a few minutes ago. Where'd he go?
I think he was going to where the food is being
served. He's going to get the food. Yep.
That's what And you know what? I really appreciate the tastings of having us here and being here with iHeart, but they had to put us right across from a couple of these food vendors. I'm looking at this cake vendor, and I'm ready to jump over the table and get something to eat.
Free cupcakes over there, guys.
Listen, my diabetes level is going up just looking at it.
Rick, when do we get a commercial? You said free cupcakes. We're ready.
Coming right up.
Folks, we're still live. If you have a question about personal injury law, Thomas Robes is here. And we have a few other nice folks coming up, too. We'd be happy to answer any of your questions. You know the phone number, 561-570-5700. And after the break, Thomas Robes will be with us. If you have a personal injury question, he's the guy that has the answer. And the phone lines are open. Like I said, 561-570-5700. We'll be right out back.
If you could prepare for an accident, it wouldn't be called an accident, would it? According to the U.S. Department of Transportation, more than 6 million traffic accidents occur every year. Cars, trucks, or motorcycles, it happens. The real question is, if it happens to you, what will you do? Statistics show the sooner you have legal representation, the better the outcome of your case. Wouldn't it be great if your lawyer was right there with you to guide you through this confusing moment? What you say or don't say at the scene of an accident matters. That's why the Robes Law Group developed a smartphone application. You can download the Robes Law Group app from the App Store or simply text the word ROBES to 474747. That's ROBES, text to 474747. Or call the Robes Law Group today at 561-570-5700. That's 561-570-5700. Or check out their website at robeslawgroup.com.
All right, coming up on the second half of the show, Thomas A. Robes is still with us, and joining him is attorney Jennifer Bushko. She's one of the fine legal scholars over at the Robes Law Group, and together they are the best tag team in the business, and they're right here on Lifestyles and the Law today. Then our show producer will tell us how scammers use the census to gather your personal information. Wait until you hear this story. Hammer the Scammer segment is coming right up. But right now, it's time for all the news that maybe shouldn't be news, brought to you by the Robes Law Group of Delray Beach. Download their smartphone app by texting the word ROBES, that's R-O-B-E-S, to 474747. And Rick Snyder, our show producer, has a bucket full of the funny stuff. Rick, what's going on in the world of lawlessness?
Well, according to a police report from the Collier County Sheriff's Office, a Florida man had an encounter with a naked person in his bed.
Naked?
Yeah, naked. Homeowner Brandon Hall told the TV station he was shocked to walk into his Naples home around 3 a.m. last week and see a stranger in his bed with no clothes on. It wasn't pleasant, he said. According to the sheriff's report, the nude man was John Lyles. Officers responding to Hall's 911 call found a man lying in a supine position in the victim's robe. A deputy asked Lyles if he knew where he was, and the statement stated, "Nope, I don't know where I am." We would later find out that from John, he'd been walking through the woods and brush completely naked, read the complaint. The South Carolina man was taken to a local hospital for evaluation. After his medical release, Lyles was handcuffed and taken to the Naples Jail Center for processing. During the ride, the affidavit states he attempted to tear the patrol car apart and periodically burst into a maniacal laugh. stay away from this guy.
Yeah, you bet.
A man with a white beard was being held on $10,000 bond for allegedly robbing a Colorado bank and throwing the stolen cash into the air while shouting Merry Christmas to passersby. David Wayne Oliver, 65, arrested at a nearby Starbucks coffee shop after he held up the Academy Bank in Colorado Springs last Monday. Police said the suspect had threatened the use of a weapon and left the bank with an undisclosed amount of cash. A police spokesman could not immediately be reached for comment, but it was reported that the eyewitness recounted Oliver steps outside the bank and tossed the money all over the place. He started throwing money out of the bag, they said. Bystanders retrieved a lot of it and returned it to the bank.
The
Denver
nice.
Post quoted police as saying, thousands of dollars remain unaccounted for. Where could they have gone? Mr. Oliver was pictured in police mugshots with gray and white hair and a white full beard. Might have had some Santa Claus.
Ouch. Yeah, you dropped your watch, Rich.
Lots going on here at the Palm Beach Mall.
Yep.
Tastings event.
Yep.
And it's really going to be spectacular. A lot of food vendors. So we've got it all here, Alan.
Yeah.
And we're going to send it back to you guys.
All right. Thanks, Rick.
My pleasure.
Here's our next super guest on Lifestyles and the Law Today, brought to you by Rhodes Law Group of Delray Beach, Florida.
Okay, welcome back to Lifestyles and the Law Today. Joining us right now is attorney Jennifer Bushkos. She's an associate attorney with Rhodes Law Group and is a dedicated advocate for injured individuals. She completed her undergraduate studies at Florida Atlantic University with a degree in international business and a minor in business law. She earned her Juris Doctorate degree at Shepherd Board Law Center at Nova University, where she graduated top of her class. Jennifer Bushkos. Welcome to Lifestyles and the Law Today.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited.
So you're a Florida girl, huh?
Yep, born and raised in Florida.
I don't know if that's good or bad, but yeah, Florida is the place to be, that's for sure, especially if you enjoy the fun and the sun. So,
yeah.
So what have you been doing for the last 10 years? She's only 10 years old, folks. She's a very, she sounds tall, but nah. She said she was a little nervous today, and I told her it's just radio, so we're doing all right.
Yes, this is my first time on radio, and I'm very excited. I am born and raised in Florida. I have gone up north maybe for 2 weeks, and then I decided I wanted to come back down because shoveling snow is not fun.
I was just going to say, I bet you this has something to do with snow. Everybody that said, they call them snowbirds. That's what we have down here. But it's all right. So you do a lot of litigation over at the Rhodes Law Group, right?
Yes, I do. I primarily deal with the majority of cases that go into litigation and into the court system.
I was just going to say, how can you be nervous on the radio when you stand up in front of a jury, 12 of them, right? And usually, and a couple of judges and whoever else, the news media is in the background watching, and you have to litigate. That must be fun.
Well, you know, when it's something that is outside of your element, such as this, the nerves come on a little bit. But when I'm in the courtroom, I'm used to it, so I don't get really as nervous if I'm in front of a judge.
So you practice law?
Yes, I practice.
Do you need to keep practicing, or do you have it down?
You are always learning in the legal field. We always continue our education because the law changes.
So you have to
be on top of it.
What's the difference between making a claim and filing a lawsuit?
So when you make a claim, you're basically dealing with the insurance company themselves and an adjuster and trying to negotiate a good settlement for your client.
Right.
However, if that doesn't work and they're just basically not giving you what you want or what you think is acceptable compensation, you file a lawsuit with the court system, and that's when it goes into the hands of a defense attorney,
right.
And then a judge proceeds over the case.
Those mean old insurance companies, they don't want to give you any money, do they?
Sometimes it's very hard to get money from the insurance companies, but that's who we are dealing with in these types of cases.
And that's what you do.
Yep, and that's what we do.
It's like pulling teeth from a chicken, right?
I've never tried that, so I don't know how hard that is.
But you have to get them. How long does a lawsuit take on average? I mean, I know they're all different and everything. What's the average length of time for a lawsuit?
You know, it could be anywhere from a year or 2 years. The judges would like them to be a year.
Oh, man.
Sometimes it does take longer because of the client's medical treatment.
Yeah.
But it can be a long process just due to the deadlines that we have. A lot of them are 30-day deadlines on certain things.
That's average. Rick has a lawsuit. It's a pinstriped and it's a 44 regular. But that's how he rolls. So I guess there's like five steps in a lawsuit. What are the steps?
So there are five steps that the client really needs to be active in a lawsuit. The first one is something called written discovery.
Okay.
The second is a deposition. The third is a compulsory medical examination. The fourth is mediation. And the fifth is the actual trial.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's an easy step to follow, right?
Sometimes.
It's almost like walking down the stairs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and you're there. So what goes into a written discovery?
So written discovery is basically...
I have to write a book?
Sometimes. Or you get a book as a response.
Yeah.
Written discovery are things that we request from defense counsel. They request documents from us. There's also questions that we need our client to help us with in answering.
I don't have to make that, do I? You guys do that, right?
Yeah, we do it all.
Thank goodness. Yeah.
But we do need the client's help in answering some questions because some of the stuff we just don't know.
Right.
So we always need the client's involvement in trying to get these answers.
Well, you know, that's why we hire professionals to do that job. I'm not a plumber, so I'm not going to try and fix my toilet. And I'm not an electrician, so I'm not messing around with electricity. And when I get injured in an accident or something like that, I don't call my plumber. I call the Robes Law Group because you guys know what you're doing.
That's right.
All right. Well, I'm glad you agree. So what is a deposition and what's the importance of it? I mean, we kind of covered that, but what is an actual deposition? Just a piece of paper? Or can you videotape it? Or how does that work?
Yeah, you can videotape a deposition. It's basically you're under oath and it's as if you're giving testimony in a courtroom.
Right.
But it's for the trial. And this is an opportunity where the defense counsel can meet our client for the first time and ask them questions. And then it's also an opportunity for us as the plaintiff's attorney to see the defendants and question them, as well as we take depositions of experts as well. The defense may take depositions of medical treaters. It's basically asking questions, but you have to be prepared in order to answer these questions.
You know, I heard something about that once on the law, one of those laws, Perry Mason, something like that. It's a pre-trial deposition. That's what that is, right?
Yeah, because what you say in the deposition sometimes can be used against you. It depends if an objection is made during the deposition.
Oh, wow.
But some things can be used against you when you testify live at trial.
Ooh, so no Miranda rights there, huh? it doesn't work that way.
Well, you know, if you're in the deposition and they ask you a question, you could always plead the fifth if it's going to get you into trouble.
Yeah, but I think you can only do that once, right? You can only plead the fifth at the beginning. You can't answer 10 questions and then they ask you a hard one. You go, hey, you know what? I plead the fifth. You can't do that, right?
No.
No, yeah. So it's all or nothing, right?
Woo!
All right, here's a good one for you. What the heck is a CME and what happens during that? A CME, what's that stand for?
So a compulsory medical examination.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, it's an examination that's done by defense counsel and their hired expert. It is something that is done in almost every case, and it's a chance for the defense to have their expert doctor, you know, do an examination of our client. And we typically like to have that videotaped because,
sure,
you know, when you get a doctor's
report... You can edit that.
Well, when you get a doctor's report, it may say, you know, the patient's neck was was fine, no issue. But when you see it on camera, you may see the facial expressions that show pain.
Oh, yeah, yeah, sure.
And you can't see that on paper.
No. Oh, wow. Yeah, you're right. So is that's not the same as mediation, right? What's mediation? Look at all these law terms. You got a Black's Law dictionary with you?
No, I don't. But I'm trying to say it in not so
legal terms.
Legal terms. Yeah, it's kind of hard sometimes.
Because I'm kind of dumb. I don't know that much about the law.
I think you're very smart. I don't think.
Don't go there. You'll get me in trouble.
But mediation is basically a great time for you to try and settle your case before the trial. And it's actually mandatory before going to trial. And what's important is everything that happens in mediation is confidential. So you can't talk about it. If there is any sort of settlement numbers thrown out there, it can't be said at trial.
Yeah, that's sort of like Roger Stone, right? Oh, no, that's right. We're not allowed to talk about politics here. But, it's like a gag order, right? Is that sort of similar?
You can't bring it in trial and say something to the effect, well, the plaintiff or the injured party was willing to accept this amount of money at mediation. That's not allowed.
Okay. All right. You're showing your cards is what you're doing if you do that, right? So you don't want to...
Kind of.
All right. Well, we know what a trial is, but, you know, did you kind of explain how it works? I mean, do I have to go up on the stand? Do I have to talk? Or
so big question.
That's a big airplane that's flying over top, too. I don't know if you can hear that.
Yeah, I do hear it. But trial is... So basically, this is the end game of the lawsuit.
Right.
Okay?
So the last step.
Yes, exactly. And at a trial, it's where the plaintiff can present, or the injured party can present their case and their injuries to six people, a jury. And it is six people with driver's license, random people.
Why not 12? I always thought it was, 12 angry men, That was a good movie, by the way.
In civil cases, such as a personal injury lawsuit, it's six. You can request more. It depends on the circumstances.
Really? Give me a circumstance. Put you right on the spot.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, you go under six people. What do you say? Hey, Your Honor, I think I'd like to have 12.
No, you have to make a request prior because there is a whole process of choosing a jury. And the judge has to be prepared with having more than six people. But in a trial, it's the injured party does get to present their case first. And then the defense gets to present, their defenses to the case. And the injured party, the plaintiff, has to prove it by the preponderance of the evidence. And the jury ultimately decides compensation, who caused this accident.
Right.
And was the injured party actually injured from this motor vehicle or dog bite or whatever type of case it is?
Do I have to go on the stand or... You handle all that for me.
So the injured party does go on the stand because they are one of the people with the most knowledge.
Yeah, so you got to go up there and talk. What if you're just nervous?
Well, that's what we're here for. We're here to help you through it, try and, get you comfortable with the process, what you can expect. And also the defendant has to go up to the jury, up to the stand as well.
Yeah. So you have to be trustworthy, honest, and loyal and all that good
stuff.
Yes,
honesty is the best policy, like your parents said growing up.
My parents, no. We don't want to go there. What are the pros and cons of filing a lawsuit? Do you have to file a lawsuit, or sometimes it's just necessary? How's that work?
So sometimes it is necessary to file a lawsuit, and it's ultimately up to the client. The pro of filing a lawsuit is usually you get a higher settlement value.
Yeah.
Because when you just file a claim, sometimes the insurance company lowballs you. in the valuation of your case. So when you put it into a lawsuit, not only can you get a higher settlement, but it's you have a new set of eyes looking at the case, such as a defense attorney and sometimes even a new adjuster to look at the case.
But that's not guaranteed, right? You cannot guarantee someone, hey, if you hire us, we're going to guarantee you you're going to get this much money. You can't do that.
No. You know, sometimes we have cases that are higher, get a higher compensation than others that are similar. And, and sometimes we don't have a special formula to say this is what you can get. If we did, that would be really good.
Rick does. He's got it. He's got it right in his daytimer. It says accident and then get big money.
Well, you got to, you know, if you have a formula there.
Share that with us, will you, Rick? All right, so we talked about what the pros of filing a lawsuit were. What are the cons?
So the cons of filing a lawsuit is your life sometimes can become an open book.
Uh-huh.
And something that we're seeing a lot, you know, that has been really big is social media.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone posts what they're doing on social media.
Idiots. Oh, did I say that? I'm sorry.
And, you know, sometimes the defense can get your social media stuff.
Sure.
And even though you might be doing something that your doctor says okay, it's okay for you to do, the defense may come and say, look, she could do a cartwheel or he could
I saw her water skiing on Facebook. Yeah.
Right. So social media is something that is becoming really big.
You know, not to get too far off the subject, but I remember when Facebook first came out, this was years ago, and I was watching C-SPAN. I don't know why. I must have been crazy. But they had James Clapper on, he was the head of the CIA, and I said, what do you think about Facebook? And he says, well, we love it. He said, it used to be in the old days, if we wanted to find out if somebody went to Europe, they'd have to send an agent over to Europe. They'd have to go to the hotel, show a picture, this guy comes here. He says, today, they post it on Facebook.
Yeah.
He said, we can go right there and look. We don't need to send an agent out or anything. Folks, you got to be careful what you post on Facebook. And I'll tell you, your employers look at that, too.
Yes.
Everybody looks at Facebook, so you got to be crazy. Folks, we are at the Palm Beach Outlet Mall today having a blast over here. It's the Tastings event put on by iHeartMedia, and Robes Law Group is one of the main sponsors. Jennifer Bushko is with us, and we're talking about all matters of law in the wind and the crazy day. We're having a great time out here. Have you tasted anything yet?
Nope. After this, I am probably going to go around. I saw some great stands that I already had an eye on. Like Tom said, the cake stand near us looks good. I saw a couple of wine stands, too, that I want to test out.
Did you go over and wine? I want some wine. No, that didn't work that way. So any interesting cases so far that you've had?
Oh, man.
Like Facebook stuff?
Well, you know, when I say stuff about social media, you got to remember what you post.
Why? I can just go back and look. There it is. It's they call it a timeline, right?
Yeah. When you're sitting in a deposition and they ask you, you know, when's the last time you decided to go jet skiing or fishing, and you don't know that exact time, it could really catch you.
Yep. You're absolutely right. Man, that's so weird that we have that now, and they'll use it against you in the blink of an eye, right?
Yes, we had cases where, you know, and it's not only social media. They also, what a lot of people don't know is that they could send a private investigator out to actually surveil you on what you're doing. You know,
They do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, folks, you got to be careful. And like Jennifer said earlier, honesty is the best policy. And if you can't follow that, then maybe you shouldn't get an attorney. That's just a thought. Hey, folks, again, we're at the Palm Beach Outlet Mall. Come on out and say hi to us. Tom Robes is here. Jennifer Bushko's here. The whole Robes Law staff is here. And come by and say hi. Rick and I are here. We're broadcasting live from the event. So come on by and say hi. And listen to this.
When you hear that sound, something bad is about to happen.
Good afternoon. This is Christina at the Robes Law Group. How can I help you?
And that's the sound of confidence. Confidence in knowing you have selected the right team to represent you in your hour of need. The Department of Transportation tells us more than 5 million crashes occur every year. That's more than 13,600 accidents every single day, every day. So be aware of... And remember, when you need legal representation, call the good folks at Robes Law Group at 561-570-5700. That's 561-570-5700. Or better yet, download the Robes Law Group app by texting the word ROBES to 474747. That's ROBES to 474747.
This is Christina at the Robes Law Group. How can I help you?
Okay, welcome back to Lifestyles and the Law Today. I'm still Alan Mason, your host and non-legal orator, along with our show producer, Rick Snyder, with a message for those afflicted with... Are you ready for this, Rick?
Let's see.
Okay.
Get through it, Alan.
All right. Hippophotomonostrosis cuidapedophobia. Woo! If you have a fear of long words, then speak softly and carry a law dictionary. Unfortunately, there's no cure, but there is a solution. Grab your smartphone if you're not driving and text the word ROBES, that's ROBES, to 474747 and download the ROBES Law Group app. You hear that? That's ROBES. That's relatively a short word. It only has five letters, and it's not an abbreviation. It's not even close to an acronym, nor is it in the vicinity of a palindrome. But the smart folks at the Robes Law Group know the meaning of just about every word set between the covers of the saddle-stitched version of Black's Law Library. They'll give you peace of mind knowing that legal representation is in the palm of your hand. Just a friendly reminder, when you hire Robes from the app, you will receive a $1,000 fee credit when your case is settled. That's 1,000 smackers just from hiring Robes from the app. Not too many people offer that. Remember, text the word ROBES to 474747. Got it? Get it.
Problem solved.
Okay, there it is. Woo! And now, just as the National Association of Scammer Dudes predicted, it's time to hammer the scammer. This week's report is brought to you by the Robes Law Group. They fight hard for their clients because it's the right thing to do. Our show producer, Rick Snyder, is here with some info on being scammed by fake census takers. Rick? Fake census takers?
Every 10 years, they want to count us.
Yes, they do.
They want to know how many people are here in the country, and they go at it. Now, this is a government job, and you can go to work for the government and count people. But a lot of times, and especially today, scammers are out there. They want your money. Census Bureau has strict rules about what it will and will not ask for. So as long as you're being asked for any of the following, it's a scam. If they ask you for money while they're counting you, if they want your full social security number, you're scammed. Any type of funds on behalf of a political party, they can't collect money. They want your mother's maiden name. That's no good. Credit card numbers, full bank account numbers. Be sure to check any web addresses for a .gov extension because they're going to give you things that just aren't going anywhere. Any mail that you receive should have a return address of Jeffersonville, Indiana. If it doesn't, it's not from the Census Bureau. If somebody comes to your house, they should have a valid U.S. Census ID badge, and remember to ask them to show it to you, a genuine U.S. Census ID badge. If they don't present a badge to you, they aren't from the Census Bureau.
Yeah, that's a scam that would be easy. Look at all the information they could get, and you're going to give it to them because you think, hey, that's an official government census taker, so you need my Social Security number?
Yeah, okay. Here it is.
You need my bank account and my PIN number? Okay.
No more.
Yeah,
nothing.
Yeah.
Don't give them anything, and make sure you get a look at that badge. They're out there. They're counting, and the scammers are following them around and making sure that they get your dough.
Wow, that's pretty wild.
Don't let them, yes.
Yep.
So we've got a couple minutes here. I do have another item to mention. Anybody get any robocalls this week?
Let me
read you one that I got. Said, criminal complaint. Call this number.
Oh.
Avoid arrest. many words like that. It was really pretty scary.
We had a scammer on a couple of years ago. The guy talked about, he got a notice from the court system saying, if you don't pay us, you're going to have to appear in court.
We'll come and get you.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's all the scams we got?
That's the scams. Just watch the robocalls. They're everywhere. They're doing it. And you can protect yourself. I read about a new killer this morning, a robo-killer. Google it. Look it up and see how to stop those calls.
Wow, that's wild. All right, thanks, Rick. Well, joining us today at the tasting is Magic Randy, a.k.a. Randy Goodman.
Hey.
He's performing his magic during the event. Magic Randy,
yes.
Welcome to Lifestyles
Thank
on the
you.
Law today.
Hello.
So you do magic?
I am the magician for the day.
On the radio?
I'm going to try one or two magic tricks on radio.
I
know normally you do magic tricks that are only workable when you watch.
Right,
I'm
going to
try one that's audible. We'll try it.
No sleight of hand. What is it, sleight of mouth?
Sleight of tongue. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Can you? I want you to both repeat after me.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
Silk, silk, silk.
Silk, silk, silk.
Good. You've ever heard this one before?
No.
No, no.
It rhymes with milk.
Yes, yes. Well, I was going to say, what do cows drink?
Milk.
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
And?
No.
They don't?
That's the trick.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
They don't.
No, they don't.
Water.
They don't.
What an idiot.
Yes,
water.
I got you.
Name a car that starts with P. None of them. They all start with gas.
Oh.
Hey, that's pretty good. That's a good one. Yeah, okay. You get your mind
I won't
going.
Be stealing that one.
Okay, please don't. Yeah. Hey, did you hear that they're opening a new restaurant on the moon?
Tell me.
Yeah, well, the food's okay, but there's no atmosphere.
No atmosphere.
No atmosphere.
Yes, of course not.
Bad.
All right.
What else you got? Let's do
all right, we'll try another one very similar. Ready?
Okay.
Very similar. Repeat after me. We'll leave a moment.
Yep.
Roast, roast, roast. Come on, say
roast,
it.
Roast, roast,
good,
roast.
Good, good. You're very good at this.
Yes.
Now, got to tell me, what do you put into a toaster?
Bread.
Toast.
Bread.
Most
oh,
of it. That's
oh,
usually
yes.
they say is toast, right?
Toast, toast.
You
yes.
thought of toast.
Yep. I did. But I tried to fool you.
Yeah. Anyway, all the magic I'm going to do over the next few hours here, everyone that comes by, we're going to have some magic tricks. It's going to be a lot of fun, and it's a reason to stop by and say hello.
Absolutely.
Hey, nothing wrong with a magic guy. That's cool. Magic Randy, where'd you get that name?
Today I'm the magician. You'll see my little name tag.
Oh, it does. It says the magician.
Yeah.
Folks, you got to come on by the Palm Beach Outlet Mall right off exit 71 on I-95. Just head east on Palm Beach Lakes Boulevard. Come into the Outlet Mall and look for all the tents, and Randy will be here.
Right in the middle.
Yeah,
pick a card, hold a coin. All kinds of illusions and sleight of hand. It's going to be a lot of fun. Please stop by.
Would you like to reveal a magic trick?
If you'll come by, I will show you how a trick is done. If someone says, hey, you're the magician, show me how you do a reveal something, I promise I will.
Well, I love it. Thanks for
thank
coming
you.
On.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, buddy. All right. There you go, folks, right here at the Palm Beach Outlet Mall. We have a magician. We have a lot of robes, gifts, and
big
prizes.
Crowds and lots of food.
Big crowds, lots of food, man.
I believe there's wine and beer tasting here as well.
Yeah, wine and beer. There's about 15 different breweries here. There's tons of foods, lots of fun, lots of things to do.
It's sunny, breezy, and a beautiful day.
Yeah, and it starts at 4 o'clock, unless you get the VIP ticket there. It starts at 3 right after the show. And that's about all the time we have left today. We'd like to thank you for joining us every Saturday. Your company is appreciated. Listen to Lifestyles and the Law today right here on West Palm Beach's flagship station, WJNO AM 1290, every Saturday from 2 to 3 p.m. Tell your good-hearted friends about the show. Any friend of yours is a friend of ours. We hope our mission was not impossible. And the legal knowledge ebbs and flows throughout the applicable media outlets. This show is underwritten by the Robes Law Group of Delray Beach, and it originates from the iHeart Studios, except for today. We're again at the Palm Beach Outlet Mall. Executive producers John Mitchell, show producer Rick Snyder, audio engineer John Nutter, and our remote engineer is Mackenzie Burnish, and I'm your host, Alan Mason. And please come on by and say hi to all the folks here at the Palm Beach Outlet Mall. We'll be here hanging out until about 7 o'clock tonight. That's when the party ends. And come by and have a blast with us. And we'll sneeze you later.